Brought to you by Big Comedy Network.
Pillow fight. Is yours made of goose?
We got feathers flying everywhere.
Mine's made of goose.
Pillow fight.
This is so fun.
We're pillow fighting.
Why is it so fun?
Pillow fight.
Today on Pillow Fight, I'm joined by Jenny Yang, an award-winning LA-based stand-up, television writer, podcast host, speaker, and professional opinion haver. You can find more of her all over social media at Jenny Yang TV.
Fuck. Marry? Kill. Fuck, marry, kill.
For the fuck, marry, kill, the first option is that Warren Buffett's longtime business partner, Charlie Munger, is facing criticism for designing and funding a mega dorm at the University of California, Santa Barbara. The dorm would house over 4,000 undergraduates, but 94% of them would be living without windows. A designer on the project recently quit on the grounds that this building was an unethical social and psychological experiment. Number two, Mark Zuckerberg announced last week that Facebook would be changing its name to Meta to align with its intentions to expand the metaverse. The idea is that social engagement will span beyond digital social media and into augmented and virtual realities in the future. Number three, this past Halloween, Republican Senator Mitt Romney dressed up as beloved TV hero Ted Lasso. Democratic Senator Kristen Sinema got in on the action by dressing up as another Ted Lasso character, soccer team owner Rebecca Welton. Romney spent the day posting Lassoisms to his social media account. So UCSB's windowless dorm, Facebook rebranding to Meta, and Mitt Romney going as Ted Lasso, fuck, marry, kill, what would you do?
There's no option for kill, kill, kill.
No.
I'm like, kill them all. Kill all of these headlines. All right, if I had to choose, Lord have mercy. Number one, just for the record, Mitt Romney did not post Ted Lasso-isms all day. He also brought in a Friday Night Lights reference of like, I'm like, what? Keep it straight. Okay. If you're going to be in character, like just keep your universe straight. Okay. Not the metaverse, but your universe.
Do you think that he did that? Or do you think there was some intern that was like, let me go rogue?
100%.
Yeah.
I think it was in consultation with him because, you know, it required him to
approve
and do those corny staged photos that everyone said looked like softcore porn, or the beginning of real porn. So, fuck, marry, kill. Here we go. I would say 100%. Fuck the dorms at UC Santa Barbara, because that's with no windows. That's all you're doing. Okay, it is just dorm room jail. You're just gonna be fucking. So I feel like that's kind of sexy, but like in a brutalist postmodern way.
Uh-huh.
And so I believe that is very sad, and it is not cool, but fuck is probably the answer for the jail dorms. Now in terms of the metaverse or Mitt Romney, I say kill the metaverse. Okay, mm-hmm. Because no, you know what? These can all go so many different ways. Because you can also fuck in the metaverse. You know what I mean? Because that's what everyone's going to be doing.
Yeah.
Literally, everyone just wants to fuck, you know? And so would Mitt Romney and what's her face. They want to fuck too. So you could just fuck all of them. You know what I mean?
You went from kill, kill, kill to fuck, fuck, fuck.
Because the moment you actually successfully create the metaverse, that's what people are going to be doing. Mm-hmm. They're already doing that with VR.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are going to be fucking there.
Deep fake sex, stuff like that. Totally. It's already happening.
Yeah. And then Mitt Romney. So, okay, no, truly, if I were to do fuck, marry, kill, I have to marry something.
Yeah.
I got to marry. Okay.
It's not going to be an omen. I know you just got engaged. Your real marriage is not going to be like your marriage to any of these things.
You know what? I will marry Mitt Romney attempting at comedy and Halloween-y stuff. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah.
I'll marry that. That's the best I could do, because it's basically harmless. It was just really cringe.
Yeah.
So I'll marry that headline, and then I will Honestly, I will kill the metaverse because it's fucking Zuckerberg, and he is on. He's half Android at this point.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to go into the metaverse. He's already living it, you know?
Do you think I genuinely believe like something is off with him? Like there is some sort of machine built
Yeah.
in.
They replaced his frontal lobe so that he didn't think about social consequences when he made everything. You know what I mean? I feel like that's been replaced by,
He also just looks so frightening, and I'm not trying to like looks shame him or anything like that.
I know.
It's just like not a human look.
No. He's half semiconductors at this point, really. You know what I mean? He's
Yeah.
like made he's made in Taiwan because that's where all the semiconductors are made, and which is why he has a Taiwanese or Chinesey wife.
Yeah, his
So
Asian wife guy.
yeah, Asian wife guy. So that I think, and then obviously kill the jail dorms, because that's just cruel. Like, that's truly
Wait, so you killed the
I'm killing no I'm killing everything, huh? Oh, no, I'm fucking the dorms. That's right. We're fucking
Yeah.
in the dorms because that's sad but sexy. And then we're killing the metaverse. There we go. We did
Okay.
it. Oh,
Wow.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah, it's an unhappy life all around, but
Don't like this.
I would definitely kill the windowless dorm because that's what I'd be doing to myself if I lived there.
For sure.
It really is jail, and I don't know what the why. Like, what's the point of this? UCSB also is like known for being such a beautiful campus and like one of
I
the
know.
most like why would you not have windows there? Like, that's insane. Also, yeah, I think they're just asking for their suicide rates to go up.
I know.
I don't really understand. Like having gone to a college where there was a high suicide rate, all the dorms
Oh,
did
which one?
U Chicago,
Mm-hmm.
all the dorms did have windows, and that still happened. And I don't know, this is really jail, and we're no, it's
Yeah.
not good to me. I would marry Mitt Romney going as Ted Lasso because I'm not marrying Mitt Romney. This action
Right.
itself is not like harming the American people with its policies. It's just
Okay.
like kind of uncomfortable. And I feel like, that's part of marriage sometimes is like you are married to someone and they do something where you're like, but like, like you move through it because, you're
That's commitment.
partners. And yeah, I think that some people just do weird things on Halloween and it was cringe, but it wasn't
Yeah.
evil. And
So
so,
we agree on that. We've married that headline. Great.
yeah. And then I would fuck the metaverse. Just 'cause yeah, like VR sex, never done it, sounds cool. I kind of like the idea that I could just put on goggles, have sex, take them off, and then go to sleep alone in my own bed. That does sound kind of nice.
Not have to like take a shower or
Yeah. You know?
clear out any potential UTI
Yeah, I
germs.
think that could, I don't know, like it's like a little bit of a her situation, but I do think that could be fun.
Yeah.
I wonder if Mark Zuckerberg and his Asian wife have tried VR sex together. I wonder if that's how she got 100%.
percent. I mean, I believe that Mark Zuckerberg's the kind of guy who's like, I've trained myself to have an orgasm without touching. You know what I mean? Like, he's like one of those guys.
Yeah.
He's like, I must develop all of my human potential and the potential of all humans.
Like in like the mind control where you can move the cup, I feel like he thinks that he can do that with the human clitoris.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
He's like, if I just stare at it long enough, not touch it or lick it,
It'll
it's
just
gonna work.
explode. Yeah. I saw a tweet
Right.
once that was like, we are where we are now because Mark Zuckerberg didn't know how to talk to girls in college. And I was like, that's really true.
It's the or it's his villain origin
It's like
story.
our society's origin story.
Guys who can't fuck. Like, honestly, that's like the beginnings of many villains.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
It's always scary. What are you talking about, Yamini?
Yeah, I just, it's some, I try to understand the perspective of people, but that is just something I can't wrap my brain around.
Not all people deserve empathy.
Wow. That's a good, I think that's something that I need to actually internalize a lot. Because I think that's a problem that I have, is I really try to look for logic where there isn't any in a lot
Yeah,
of people.
I agree. I think most of my 20s is that. And I suffered for it. And then at some point you got to be like, yeah, we're all beautiful snowflakes, but also not everyone deserves my energy. And
Yeah,
that takes too much energy
it does. It
to
does.
like provide empathy to everyone.
Yeah, there was a video that, do you know the YouTube account Jubilee?
Yes.
They did a video where it was like questions with an incel, and
Oh,
it was
I didn't
really
watch
good.
that.
I think it was like a really good video. I also thought, like, I think they picked like a really run like not an evil guy. They just picked a guy who was
Right.
like kind of like tired at home on Reddit, being like, "Why won't anyone have sex with me?" But he's not about to like
Yeah.
ruin the world.
Right.
And I thought it was very interesting, but I didn't like that it made me feel like bad for him.
Ugh.
You
Yeah,
know?
it did a little bit, right? You're like,
Yeah.
why do I have to feel an ounce of compassion for this guy?
I'm like,
I mean, you felt compassion because he wasn't weaponizing his shittiness. Like, he could just be shitty, maybe in
yeah.
daily life, right? And it's fine. Who knows? He might be nice to people, but just harbor these very deep-seated feelings. At least he's not weaponizing it. That deserves a little compassion.
Yeah. I guess your feelings are valid. Your actions are what you can control. So,
Yeah.
good distinction.
Wait, I need to ask. What's a situation recently that you're like, I wish I was just less empathetic, probably.
Okay. I don't know how much I want. I guess I can cut out what I don't want to say. There are a lot of people who I thought were my friends who
Oh.
I think were just kind of like around. You know what I mean? And I didn't realize that until after. And I was just really trying really hard to like save our relationships when they were like doing shitty things to me because I was like, oh, like I care about these people. At one point, you were my life, whatever. And then I was like, no, like I have more than enough people who are not disrespecting me. Like I don't need to
Yeah.
save time for the people who are disrespecting me. So,
I think that's wise.
you know, learning to say no is an important, it's November, so we need to learn all the
I
no.
love that.
Yeah. So that's my experience. Yeah. So you recently got engaged. How are you? I said this is your, I hope your marriage is not the same as your marriage to Mitt Romney going as Ted Lasso, but are you planning that? How are you feeling about that? I'm
Everyone's
curious.
asking like, oh, when's the wedding? And we have no plans. It's like we're still kind of in a pandemic,
Yeah.
right? It's like, but and he and I, we both used to like produce events and like do stuff like that, and so we both want like a big fun party, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know if we can do that anytime soon. We'll see. Hopefully things. Where I just, the news came out that 70% of American adults are double immunized, double shot immunized, 80% at least one shot. So I'm hoping that we can really keep this moving forward. Let's keep pushing.
I think it's the kind of thing where like at first we're like, one, I can't wait till this is over. But now it's like, I don't know if it's ever gonna end. It's just gonna be like we're better equipped to live through it.
Yes,
You
I think
know?
so too. For sure. Like things that would have freaked us out maybe at the beginning of March. I feel like things that like we are completely like more chill with, we were freaking out about in like March and April of 2020,
I
you
mean, we
know?
weren't vaccinated then, so like it totally makes sense,
Yes.
but oh my gosh, funny story that I just want to share with you and all the podcast listeners. So in November of 2020, at like to me, what was like there were high pandemic numbers. A girl I went to high school with threw a birthday party and posted the pictures all over Instagram. And her grandparents were in the pictures. Like I was just like, this is crazy. One to be having the party and two to be posting it on your public Instagram.
Right.
But
And three, to invite your old ass grandparents.
yes. And it was a masquerade themed party. Okay. So I commented on the photo and I said, wrong mask. And then that girl and her sister blocked me. Okay.
Beautiful.
And this is in about, this is November. This is a year ago. And then 2 days ago, I was filming a self tape and I went to airdrop it from my phone to my computer. And on airdrop, I saw that that girl who had blocked me on Instagram was an option to airdrop to. So she must have been in my building. But isn't that crazy? Like,
that's creepy.
Because I grew up in Orange County, which is like not too far from here, but it's still like wild that she probably was in this building and close.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Delete her from your contacts so she doesn't randomly drop some weird dick pic in your phone.
Where's she going to get a weird dick pic from?
I don't know.
I guess we all have an endless supply of weird dick pics in our phones, honestly. As women, we all have a lot to choose from.
I mean, honestly, not me, but I don't know. I've only gotten 2-3 weird ones.
Okay, good for you. Good for you.
Without consent. Everyone else complains about it. I'm like, okay.
I have my favorite one that I got, which it was non-consensual, but I almost couldn't be mad at it, was this one guy who clearly was like not okay. Just like doing all these poses, like flinging himself from like his bed. Like he had his legs on the top bunk of his bed and his body was lying backwards and like his dick was hanging out. And there was like one on like the patio. Like he just did all these crazy poses. It was like a little bit like if Eric Andre sent unsolicited dick pics while going through like while on some sort of drug situation. And so I just like, I had to laugh. I was like, this is a little bit funny.
You're like, oh, this is a vibe. I'll take it.
But other than that, haven't enjoyed the other unsolicited dick pics that I've had. But yeah, that was a weird thing that happened to me this week. I was like, why is she here? I have no negative feelings towards her besides that I think that it's funny that she blocked me over that comment. I'm like, okay.
I mean, it just goes to show who she is.
Yeah. And it's just like,
and also she just probably didn't want to be judged.
Yeah.
So, you know, from her perspective.
But you know what? If you don't want to be judged, why are you posting that picture on Instagram with your grandparents behind you? Everyone with drinks in their hands, everyone with their eyes covered, mouth wide open.
It's like a topless versus bottomless party.
Yeah.
It's like a bottomless party.
Everyone's showing up in like t-shirt, but like full vagina out.
Yeah, that's how that's
what it was like when I accidentally spent a weekend at a nudist community.
Oh, and, accidentally?
Yeah, accidentally. In college, I did do that with my ex. We wanted to go see a dark sky spot, and there's a dark sky spot in Indiana. So we booked an Airbnb in Indiana, but didn't read the fine print that it was in a family-friendly nudist community. When we showed up, this woman greeted us in like a wife beater tank top and like no bottoms. And she was like, welcome, like it's National Nudist Weekend. So
was she full bush or was it just spick and span?
She was trimmed bush, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I tried to go.
Bush is better. Bush is better for that scenario when you're like accidentally in a nudist colony.
Yeah.
It's like, because it's still kind of covered up. It's
Bush like, is like not built in underwear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. God's fig leaf.
It was also the kind of thing where like they didn't want voyeurs at this nudist community. So you had to participate if you had a common space.
So you guys did?
Interesting. I think we just didn't really use any common spaces. I avoided showers. They were communal showers. Like their cabins had like a kitchen and beds, but
yeah,
I didn't want to shower and like have to see some like old dick. You know, I was like really worried about seeing like 80-year-old penis.
I don't want to see old dick until I'm old.
Yeah. Even then, I don't know if I want to see it. It's like, so I didn't shower. I drove to CVS and got like body wipes and I definitely stink, but
you're like, this is so romantic, honey.
I just thought I was more body positive or like than I was.
Yeah.
Cause I love to go pantsless in my home, you know?
Yeah.
I sleep completely in the nude, but that was just too much for me. So I was like, okay, I guess I have some work to do.
There's body positivity until it butts up against my eyes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can be body positive and then, I don't know. You can also not feel comfortable
seeing yeah.
lots of other people being naked.
I'm just like, I wouldn't be uncomfortable if I just saw everyone in their underwear. So why yeah. am I so uncomfortable with one step removed from that? I don't know.
That requires a whole other podcast.
And titties, I don't care. Like titties hang out, right. whatever, but.
You know, for me, it's more, I am more concerned about familiar titty than stranger titty. Like I went gotcha. To Korean spa with my girlfriends one time, never again. I'm like, I don't want to know your areola.
Oh, really? I think
I have an issue, you know? So to me, see strangers' titties.
That's is fine.
More comfortable than seeing familiar titty.
Okay. Interesting. Because I feel like I have one of all my close female friends. I have one whose areolas I haven't seen. And that's like, to me, that to me is like, I'm like, oh, she's really protecting her privacy that we haven't seen her areolas. All the other ones I've totally seen. Because, you know, like you're throwing clothes at like, you know, getting ready for things. I totally have seen so much areola, yeah. but
that's quick. That's quick. When you're yeah. sitting in a hot tub in a circle and, you know,
that's true. Okay. Like extended
your boob bags are floating up.
Boob bags are floating up. Wow.
I can't carry a conversation.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. It's like, do I look? Don't want to be disrespectful. Yeah. Yeah.
Like areolas literally look like a target. Like you can't miss them.
They do.
You just have to look at them.
They do. That imagine if on April Fool's Day, Target changed their logo to an areola.
Just free the nipple. Just a free the nipple campaign.
It's like
listen, we
what was the thing? Oh, it was Burger King was like women belong in the kitchen on International Women's Day. It was like that kind of thing. Some like marketing assistant fired it off without approval.
Yeah.
But the thing is like we're forced to stare at men's areola all the time, and that's also a little much for me.
I know.
Sometimes I live with two men now. It's my first time living with men. One of them, he's yeah. always shirtless, and I
yeah
it's like fine, but I'm like okay like I can't do that, you know, like but you can.
Yeah.
And that's interesting to me.
Patriarchy, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
We're delicate flowers and need to be protected. You know, we must be covered up or else we'll be sullied and violated.
Okay, so Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian are in the news after multiple sightings of the two together. Nobody knows what the status of that is, but Kim Kardashian is in Staten Island and I don't think she would ever go there for any other reason. So that's, you know, but Pete Davidson famously has a history of dating very successful, very attractive women. Would you rather be Pete Davidson and only have like very hot, successful lovers, or be one of the really hot, successful women who's like dating down?
Oh, I'd rather be the hot, successful woman.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me? Because Pete Davidson is temporary. But my wealth and my fabulousness
are
is forever.
True. It's like, there's definitely people who want to be that Pete Davidson though. And I think yeah. there's some security in being the more successful, more attractive member of a duo, you know?
I haven't put that much thought into that, but yeah.
Like, yeah, I think also good for Kim K if that's fun for her, you know, like after yeah. Kanye, who's like an artist, who's definitely like in really, really in this like level of success that's like crazy to be involved in. It's like, okay, Pete Davidson is like kind of his bad stand up. Like, that's fun for her. Did you watch his special?
Yay. You mean yay?
Yay. Yeah.
I know. No, should I? Is it
No,
good?
I
Is it
watched
bad?
6 minutes and then I had to stop. I don't really, I didn't really like it. The same thing with Alana Glazer also had a really bad stand up. It really like,
I saw that special. It wasn't as tight as I wanted it to be.
yeah, but
I love her, but the stand-up special, I definitely didn't finish it.
So yeah, I mean, I think that's like kind of fun for Kim Kardashian to go around with a guy who is like doing silly little sketches every week and
I mean, listen, if only we could be that rich and powerful to just be able to put out very loose stand-up comedy specials. No judgment. You know what I mean? Except when you decide to rant about trans people for all
Yeah.
of them. But
As long as it's not offensive, I'm happy for you if you just have the money to just say whatever you want on stage.
yeah,
Yeah.
like seriously, more power to you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm over here sweating it out, being like, can I cut another word? Have that stability.
One day, I feel like you're on track. One day, I
Thanks.
can't wait until I see you having a special on Netflix that is just you like talking about, the rash you have on your arm and like why that's been bothering you.
What a
I'm
life.
rooting for that for you.
She got $10 million to say that. Oh my God. Amazing. What a dream.
It is a dream. Yeah, okay, that's like to me that is an easy choice between those two things, but
Yeah.
I feel like there's definitely people who take pride in pulling these people, but
Yeah.
I don't know.
Groupies. They're called groupies.
Interesting.
I think Pete Davidson's an ultimate groupie.
Wow. Yeah. He really, I feel like he is. Like he really
Yeah.
capitalizes on the moment always. He's got like he's tuned in and he's just
Yeah.
doing it right now. Yeah.
He's meeting these women because he's at these parties and he's in the social circles,
Yeah. I will admit when he and Ariana Grande first got together, I was so rooting for them so hard. I was like, I love this. And then it all came crashing down, but I don't know. I am a little, I'm a bit of a Kim Kardashian truther in that
Oh, in what way?
I've talked about this on this podcast many a time, but I think that she's obviously like a rich kind of negative celeb, like all the things that she can be criticized for. Yeah, like agreed. But I also think that people are unnecessarily mean to her for like dumb things that other people are so much worse about. And I think that like people act like she's so dumb, but I think she's like a genius. And I think that she like seems to be a pretty caring person for like the people in her life. And I like think that she deserves better than a lot of the way that like a lot of people have treated her. And so
I would agree with that.
I'll say that. And I think that if she's having fun with Pete Davidson right now and like the media is like giggling about it and Kanye West is crying somewhere about it, good for her. So, like people have been really upset about this news. I think it's hot. I think it's hot and fun.
I don't think it's upsetting. I think it's fun.
I think that also this is what Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly wish they were.
Ooh, hot and fun. I know they do look like they try really hard.
Yeah, and Kim
Right?
Kardashian and Pete Davidson are just like having
Casually
pasta on a
hanging.
rooftop, and it's like the end of the world. So they're doing something right. They have Kris Jenner. Megan Fox does not have Kris Jenner. I think that's
That's true.
what it is.
Megan Fox does not have a Kris Jenner to pull the strings.
Yeah.
To say no, honey. To say no, honey.
You know what I'm curious about is what's going to happen to the Kardashians once Kris Jenner passes away. Not that I think that's coming
Right,
anytime soon, but I've
knock
just,
on wood.
but I'm very like, is that going to fall apart? I actually was surprised that Caitlyn Jenner didn't do better in the California gubernatorial election because I thought that she would employ Kris Jenner. But then I realized like maybe they're not, I don't think they're on the best of terms, but I think like, you know, wouldn't you try to use that power? But
yeah, I feel like they might be on okay terms, yeah, personally. But you're not going to be throwing your whole ass Kris Jenner weight behind, you know,
Caitlyn Jenner running for office. Also, no. I think they're all liberals. So,
yeah.
But, oh my gosh, this is just reminding me of Tommy Lahren posted a picture on Instagram when Caitlyn Jenner announced that she was running for governor. That was like,
I missed that.
I was like, it's so funny to me. I think about it all the time. It was like, Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor. I don't care what he, she, they, it wants me to call them. Like, I will, like, I understand that they have the freedom to be whoever he, she, it chooses.
Oh my God.
But I will support them because Caitlyn Jenner believes in freedom. And so do I. And we're not that different after all. And I was just like, God,
what a cunt.
thought she was like being like, she thought she was really like, I'm supporting Caitlyn Jenner right now. And I was like,
and that's some mean girl shit.
The thing
that's
is, Caitlyn Jenner
shit.
Probably saw that and was like, thank you so much, Tommy. I was just like, it was like, it was a sketch. Like, I was like,
it's next level.
So funny.
Yeah, that's next level. That's like next level passive aggression.
Mm-hmm. But she doesn't even think it's, she thinks she's full, like wholeheartedly supporting her. But yeah.
I miss that. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I want Tommy Lahren to kind of be in the news again because she's a fun person to make fun of. You know?
I mean, I want all of them to implode though, ultimately. I know it's fun to talk about, but.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. But like, it'll be fun to talk about their implosion too. And then.
Yes, that's true.
I don't want them to like fade into the ether. I want them to implode publicly. See, that's the thing is like Mitt Romney going as Ted Lasso. That's not as fun as like Tommy Lahren releasing some sort of deranged rant about something and then like memeing on it. I also think Mitt Romney, a part of this, I think going back is that Mitt Romney had like, it's funny now, everything he does is cringe because I think he also gained this kind of like people started to kind of sort of feel bad for him slash like him when Trump was in office because the Trump Republicans were giving him a really hard time for like not being pro-Trump, and now that Trump's not like talked about all the time, people have gone back to like really hating Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
And I think he's just like, you guys.
I'm lovable, yeah. Just like Ted Lasso.
Yeah. People yelled at me at the airport. And now, like,
He's generally just a goofy uncle already, you know? He already had that. And so.
Yeah. I think that I don't even know why he's doing politics. I think that he could be like, an older menswear model, and
oh, you see him that way. He is very classically handsome. Yeah, I think that very white man way.
Yeah, like I think that he is more attractive than most of the men who are like irritated enough to be Republican elected officials. Yeah. Like he didn't need to do that. He could have just coasted by on his looks.
That's why you wanted to marry that headline.
I mean, yeah, I will be honest. I think that he is very handsome, but that doesn't excuse the evil.
Let's be honest.
Okay, so Britney Spears revealed in a scathing Instagram post this week that her mom is not blame-free in all of this conservatorship. I'm going to read the Instagram caption for you. The moment I smile emoji, and I realize I haven't in a very long time, exclamation, 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 exclamation. My mom gets so concerned and says, you're acting weird. What's wrong with you? I say, hi, my name is Britney Spears. Nice to finally meet you. Before I go any further, forgive me in advance. It's been 13 years and I'm a little rusty. It was a family business before. It's no longer that anymore. I was born today because I get to smile. So thank you for exiting out of my life and finally allowing me to live mine. P.S. Do I know how mean I sound? Yes, I 100 billion percent I do. Psst, My dad may have started the conservatorship 13 years ago, but what people don't know is that my mom is the one who gave him the idea. I will never get those years back. She secretly ruined my life. And yes, I will call her and Lou Taylor out on it. So take your whole I have no idea what's going on attitude and go fuck yourself. Middle finger, !! You know exactly what you did. My dad is not smart enough to ever think of a conservatorship. But tonight I will smile knowing I have a new life ahead of me. Okay, so she posted this.
What an absolute queen.
Yes. I want to know if you would rather be like them in, say, like your life is a Disney story sort of energy. Would you rather be the main villain of the story or like the supporting character that is like really smart and secretly turns out to be the villain, even though they seem like a hero all along?
The choice is between the main villain that everyone knows is the villain, mm-hmm. or the secret villain.
But then at the end, people find out that you're...
Oh, 100%. If those are the two choices, yeah. I would want to be the secret villain.
Interesting.
Yeah, I love a twist. You know, where you're like, oh, it was so-and-so all along.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're like, that's right, fuck yeah, you know.
Yeah, it is like kind of a genius move. I think I would rather be the main villain and like be a kind of bimbo villain, you know?
Yeah.
I think that would be a little easier for me personally. Mental health wise, it's like everyone hates me and I get used to it. If everyone loves me and then they turn on me, I don't know what I would do. That would be really interesting. Hard.
I mean, I think there's a part of me that feels like if I'm underestimated, I like to like prove people wrong.
That's true.
I think it says a lot about the two of us, Yamini.
Yeah. We both wanted to be Kim Kardashian and not Pete Davidson, but you wanted to be a secret villain and I wanted to be the public villain.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Instagram post, I thought, I wish I could be that honest sometimes, but.
I mean, it is like a true millennial masterpiece that I've saved it. I screenshotted that and saved mm-hmm. it. She deleted it. But to me, this is like the essence of this new era of Britney. There was like pre-conservativeship and then post-conservativeship.
Yeah.
You know, PC and BC. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Just kidding. They're both PC, guys.
Before conservativeship.
Oh, there we go.
BC.
Yes, and then PC.
Yeah.
Post. And or after, I don't know, AC. My brain's not functioning.
After it can be AD after dad.
After dad. I love it. Okay. We're workshopping here. Mm-hmm. We're punching it up. But yeah, I think it is. If I were to be responsible to make a millennial museum, I would enshrine this piece of internet ephemera forever, all time. Everyone should, because I feel like it says everything. It gives you emojis, liberal use of emojis. Very long Instagram caption. It gives you not even a photo, okay? It gives you deleted internet, okay? Which doesn't exist anymore. It's everything that, and the Britney Spears, obviously, which is just a millennial icon.
I remember, like, in high school, I wasn't following her on Instagram. One of my friends was like, you have to. Like, you're missing so much. And my life has been so much richer ever since. But I can't wait to see all the kind of shit that she's gonna do now.
Ugh.
I also, have you ever...
Now that she's free.
Have you ever met someone, like a regular person, who was pro-conservatorship, who wasn't pro-freeing Britney? As I'm thinking now, and I don't think I ever have. This is like one of the issues that I feel like society was not divided on.
Yeah, I would say so.
Maybe I'm living in a liberal echo chamber, but like, you know, sometimes like with my parents, like when I bring them an issue, they're like, we have to kind of, it's like, you know, they're like, you know, there's some bad apples in the police. And I'm like, I don't know about that. But this time I brought it and my mom was like, it's crazy what they're doing to Britney. Like, she had a tough couple of years and now they're locking her up and her own family is doing that to her. And I was like, yeah. Go off.
Well, I think we found the one issue that unites America.
Mm-hmm. I really think so. Like, I
hope so. I mean, I'm not going to be visiting my future in-laws in Wisconsin, but I bet you there is some uncle somewhere older who might be like that one person.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, who's like, I don't know. Do you remember how Britney was? She was out of control. She needed help. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, well, let me know if you find one. I'm very curious about the psychology of anti-free Britney-er.
Yeah.
Like, we need some research on their mental state. Yeah, have you been to Wisconsin to before? Have you gone?
I had been there for shows, but not for, you know, my boo's family. Mm-hmm. I never call him my boo. I don't know why I said that. My Beyonce's family. We went, but I did go to the Northwoods, which is where they have a cabin. And I'm like, oh my God, you guys are rich. And he's like, no, this is like, he paid $8,000 for this. I'm like, yes, you're rich. You're white people rich. This is like inherited privilege and wealth. GI Bill rich, okay? It's like you had access to a cheap mortgage rich, you know? So they have like a house on the lake and we visited and I got to hang out with some of his family. That was fun. But it was a little scary to like go to like the local bars because it was like 100% Trump country.
Yeah, what part of Wisconsin is that in?
They call it Northwoods. It's just north of Milwaukee.
Okay.
It's like by the lakes. There's like okay. a ton of lakes.
Yeah. I've heard Madison is fun. Yeah. But
sure, it's a college town.
Yeah. My best friend's boyfriend is from Wisconsin and she went recently to Wisconsin to stay with his family and she is vegan and his grandparents were like vegan deniers. They were like, that's, I was like, that's
that
so
doesn't
funny.
Exist.
That's
so they were vegan like, deniers.
They were like, no, that's not real. Like you can't be like, and she was like, she asked me, they went to Chicago for the weekend. And I was like, she asked me what restaurants in Chicago she should eat at that had vegan options. And I gave her like a list and she was like, no, like they don't want to go to any of these places. Like we're going to a place where all I can eat is broccoli.
it's like an iceberg lettuce.
Vegan denier, that's a crazy stance to have.
But so. there's an element of that in like Chinese people. Like when we were growing up, my mom would be like, oh, they're vegetarian. Not even fish. You're like, yes, mom, that's yeah. a meat.
See, the thing is, I think fish. I was like raised vegetarian because I think in like a lot of Indian culture, not a lot of meat is eaten. So
yeah,
I feel like when people are really, really carnivores, I'm like a little bit, that's a little bit
yeah.
much for me. But
where they're like steak all the time.
Yeah.
All I want is beef.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I think it's a little bit weird if your predominant diet is like consuming the muscle of other creatures.
Yeah.
That feels a little bit sinister to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm supposed to be Buddhist, but I got a bug zapper. Very satisfying.
Damn.
These rackets that just electrocute bugs.
I've seen those. My brother got some a few years ago and he was going around the house doing that. And it looks fun too.
It's fun. I know. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, we contain multitudes. I can't be pure politically. It's not going to happen.
When you said that you're supposed to be Buddhist, what does that entail?
I mean, supposed if I were to say that, like, my spirituality is described in any way.
Okay.
You know, but, probably that.
But yet you are also zapping bugs for fun.
And eating meat.
Yeah. We contain multitudes. Okay, let's do one little thing of truth or dare, and then we'll hop off.
Okay,
that's
great.
Okay. Okay, so truth or dare, Jenny?
Yeah.
Truth or dare? Pick one.
Oh, right. I have to tell you. Dare.
Okay. I dare you to post a picture on your Instagram story from 2 months ago, something just from 2 months ago, and say something, you get to pick something from and then be like, today this happened, so ideally something shocking. Is that okay?
I'll do it.
Okay, you don't have to do it at the second if you're running out of time. We'll look forward to it.
Yes.
Afterwards. Okay.
I'll post it. I'll post it when you drop the episode.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good. That's perfect.
Look at me producing you.
Wow. Wow. I need to like be paying you the big bucks for this. All right. You want to truth or dare me back?
Okay. Truth or dare.
I'll do a truth for the sake of time.
Oh, okay. Truth. If you could just exile one celebrity from mainstream pop culture where no one could ever think of them, ever have a memory of them, ever, you couldn't talk about them ever again, who would that be?
I'm really wasting my power on this, but Halsey.
Why? Oh my God, why? I didn't know why.
I just really can't stand Halsey. I don't know what it is, but every time they do anything, I'm like, go away. Go away.
Wow.
And listen, when Kim Kardashian hosted SNL, you know I was watching because I am a Kim Kardashian truther, but Halsey was a musical guest and I was like, and I don't, like, listen, I don't think Halsey's evil. I don't think Halsey's doing anything negative for society. I just cannot stand Halsey and I don't like talking about them. So.
Wow. This is really intense. Like,
I know.
You viscerally reacted. It's and so quickly. Like, there's something behind it. I feel like you should interrogate this. I feel like you should journal. I feel like you should journal on this. I think we should revisit this conversation because I never understood Halsey to be something that could be this triggering. I know we're not supposed to say triggering anymore because triggering is the word that we use for other things, but for real things. But I'm just telling you right now, this is very surprising. While you're gonna wipe her, you would just completely just reboot her from our collective consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
think on that.
I don't like the way Halsey sings. I think that's what it is. Like that song, New Americana. Like I'm like, no, stop. You're doing too much. But
wow.
Yeah, I will go. I will take this to therapy next week. But
please, and then report back.
I will.
Really.
Thank you so much for joining me. It was a blast. I know you have a busy schedule. Is there anything that you want the listeners to know, like, right now before you go?
I mean, that they should follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jenny Yang TV. I'm going to be doing shows around LA and hopefully touring next year.
Amazing. Amazing. All right. Go follow Jenny. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Follow Big Comedy on social media at I Love Big Comedy.